Good evening and welcome to the WPSU Jazz Show. Tonight we'll feature a presentation of a live concert from the Jazz at the Palmer series. Tonight's Jazz Show will feature the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in September 2018. The musicians in the group are Eddie Severin playing trumpet and flugelhorn, Tim Breon on guitar, Gabriel Severin playing bass, and Phil Haynes on drums. This concert was recorded by WPSU as part of the Jazz at the Palmer series and is supported in part by Friends of the Palmer Museum and Fred and Judy Sears. We'll start this evening's Jazz Show with music recorded live by the Eddie Severin Quartet. The show starts with a selection called Footprints.
Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to the Palmer Museum of Art. It's been 2 years, I think, since I was here last. I'm very happy to be back. The first tune we played was a Wayne Shorter tune called Footprints. Just like to introduce you to the gentleman behind me on the guitar, Mr. Tim Brion. On the bass, someone not too far away from me, family-wise, is my son, Gabriel Seven. And Mr. Phil Haynes from Bucknell University on the drums. So we have hopefully a diverse selection of music for you this evening. Some different styles and things, and there's a few different instruments you can see here on the stage, which we're going to be playing. There's some original compositions as well. And the first one I actually wrote in 2004 when this young man behind me was 2 weeks old. Now, his mother's a trumpet player, and I'm a trumpet player, so we called him Gabriel. That worked out great, didn't it? And it did, because I don't have to worry about finding a bass player for a gig for about another 3 weeks. Should be okay for the next 3 or 4 years. So, no, he did not end up playing trumpet. He ended up playing bass. But I wrote this song for him when he was 2 weeks old. In fact, I wrote both my sons. He has a younger brother who plays drums. His name is Luke. And I wrote a song for both of them when they were very, very small. I'm not sure how I wrote this, because at 2 weeks old, the sleep deprivation would have kicked in by then. And I probably would have confessed to any crime. But I was teaching at the Birmingham Conservatory of Music in England, and I remember the practice room where I sat and put this together. So we're going to continue now with Waltz for G. ¶¶ So that's that tune, actually, for those, any musicians in the audience? No, there's one over there. I know that for a fact. And there's one sitting down here somewhere. I know that, there's musicians in the audience. So the melody actually uses the first three letters of his name, G-A-B. G-A-B, and then the chord sequence works that way too. So there's method in the madness. Yeah. One of my favorite trumpet players, we're going to be playing a couple of tunes that he wrote in this concert. This one's called Little Sunflower by Freddie Hubbard.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. That was Freddie Hubbard's The Little Sunflower. I'm going to do another original, and this one I haven't played in 20 years, I think. We were talking backstage earlier. Joyce was asking me how I got here, where I'm from, and if anyone's seen the movie Highlander, the original Highlander movie. He's a character that is actually 600 years old. Somebody says, "Where are you from?" And he says, "Lots of different places." Sometimes I feel like that because I live in a few different countries, in fact. Spent a lot of time in Scotland, and this next tune I wrote while I was living in Scotland and touring with a contemporary jazz orchestra, which was run by a drummer, who is actually a friend of mine too. We haven't seen each other in many years, but the name of the tune is Still Waiting, and I dedicated it to Tom because, as is often the case in the music business, we often will do a gig or a series of gigs, and 3 weeks later we're still waiting for the check. He knows I wrote this tune for him. He knows why I titled it this way. And this is being broadcast, so Tommy, if you're listening, it's £50 from the 1993 gig we did in the Glasgow Jazz Festival, in case you're listening. So this is a ballad called Still Waiting. Thank you. That was an original called Still Waiting. We're going to play the last tune of our first set in a moment. Please show your appreciation for Mr. Tim Brion on the guitar. Gabriel Seven on the bass. Phil Haynes on 87. We're going to complete this set with Freddie Hubbard's take on a tune by John Coltrane called Giant Steps, and he called this Dear John. Thank you. Thank you. Tim Brion, Gabriel Seven, Phil Haynes. I'm Eddie Seven. We'll see you in about 20 minutes after we take a short break. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Public Radio, WPSU at 91.5 in central Pennsylvania and 90.1 in the northern counties. You're listening to WPSU's Jazz Show, and you've been listening to the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live at Palmer Museum of Art in September 2018. This is WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, listener-supported public radio for central and northern Pennsylvania. We'll continue with the second set from the Eddie Severin Quartet, recorded live in just a moment. Thanks for listening to WPSU's Jazz Show.